What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammett, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media, over a million people now, to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how anything that you do to a narcissist is in the past. Anything, you know exactly what I mean when I say that, because anything that you do, any kind of transgression that you do to that narcissist in your life is going to be in the past. And they'll say it too. Anything that they do to you. Yeah. Is that what I said? Yeah. If that's not what I said, this is what I meant. Anything that that narcissistic person does to you that you try to hold them accountable for will literally be in the past. You can't bring it up. Yeah, I'm just telling you, you can't bring it up again. Once you in that once it's done and over it, once it's happened and you've taken them back, you can't bring it up again. You just cannot. You know what I mean? You just cannot. You can't bring it up again. If it doesn't get resolved, like if a narcissist does something to you, you know what I mean, and you forgive them and you take them back completely, it's in the past. In the narcissist's mind, in my mind, if it's in the past, leave it in the past. Because how does bringing the past to the future, how does talking about the past affect us right now? Typically, it's going to lead, talking about the past leads to an argument. So we don't want to hear it. Because, first of all, we don't want to hear about the things that we've done wrong again. Like, okay, cool, we've done it wrong. Why are you bringing it up again? Why would you bring this up a second, third, fourth, fifth time? Let it die. Let it go. Well, Lee, it's 5 minutes. It just happened yesterday. Can we not bring that up? No. Is yesterday not the past? Because I know you'll talk to a lot of narcissists, and they'll say that. You'll be arguing about something that they did yesterday, that you talked about yesterday, that you didn't finish. And then you'll be like, hey, can we talk about what happened yesterday? And they'll be like, well, can we leave it in the past? That was in the past. And you'll be like, no, it was just yesterday. And they'll come back and say to you, is yesterday not the past? So just, you know, look how you sound. So yesterday not the past? They teach you that. They should teach you that in second grade. Anytime, like, yesterday is the past. So if it's in the past, leave it in the past. Gotcha. Boom. That's the defense mechanism, because we already, like, one of the main emotions or whatever it is that narcissists feel is shame. Shame. We hate shame. Yeah, we hate being shamed, and we hate being ashamed. Like, shame is a powerful thing with a narcissist, so we try to avoid shame at all costs. And talking about the past in any sort of way brings shame to us, especially to talk about the past in not a good way, the past transgressions or the past incidents that we have done to you. Like, that is not in a good way. You can't. It just completely brings shame to us. So we don't want to talk about it again. We just really don't want to talk about it again. But on the flip side of that, and you know this, on the flip side of those things right there, if you do something to that narcissist, if you do something to that narcissistic person in your life, if you do something to the, you do something to us, it's free game. It just is. We can bring it up whenever we want to, because the relationship dynamic is all about control. You're going to say, Lee, well, that's not fair. How can the narcissist bring it back up and we can't? Because the narcissist wants to be in control of everything. And if the narcissist if the power dynamic in your relationship is in the narcissist's favor, then anything that says and goes is going to be, they're going to set the rules of your relationship. Especially if you don't have a lot of boundaries up. If you've never had boundaries with this person, or you've had problems holding boundaries with this narcissistic person, then you are absolutely, they might say, if you don't like it, you can leave. If you don't like how we handle things here, or how we handle this relationship dynamic, or how we talk, or how we act, if you do not like it, if you have that big of an issue, you can absolutely 100% leave. And guess what? If you don't leave, that's you. It's like a rap singer. It sounds like a singer in general. Donut leave. Bro, welcome to the stage. Donut leaves. Yeah. Back to the topic again. But if you do not leave, that's compliance. That's you saying you're okay with whatever happened. Whatever they brought up from the past, to use against you. If you don't leave, you're saying you're okay with it. And that's the lead is not fair. Of course it's not fair. You're dealing with a narcissist. Why would it be fair in any way, shape, or form? Why would they be fair to you? Why would a narcissist care about you about being fair to you, about fairness? Like, it's not fair though. Like, who cares? The narcissist doesn't care. They don't care. You can leave. You can leave. If you know you can't, I know if the narcissist is one of your parents, you can't leave. But like, if because you can't pick and choose your parents. But if it's your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, you can leave. And they'll tell you that. Like, hey, nobody's holding you hostage here. You don't like here? Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more. But and that's literally the mindset right there, y'all. That's literally how it is. And a lot, I know that's what, because I used to always, that was one of my main arguments I used to have with my wife. Why are we bringing this up again? Why are we continuously arguing about the same thing over and over and over again? Why do we keep having this same argument over again? Like, why do you keep bringing up the past? Why? We're having a good day. Why are you bringing this up right now? Why? What is the point of ruining this great night to bring up something that happened 3 weeks ago, 2 months ago? Why? You know, get on my nerves. You've ruined the night, y'all. You've ruined the night. And I knew you get a lot of narcissists. And I talked to my therapist about that. Like, why does he keep bringing this stuff up? Why can we just not leave it in the past and work past it? And she's like, she said, Damon, you can't do that because, like, you leave arguments on pause. If you don't finish an argument, if you don't finish a conversation, a non-narcissistic person is going to want to talk about that because there's no resolution. You're fine without having resolution. Other people are not. If you're going to be with other people, you need to learn how to resolve stuff and put your shame to the side a little bit to feel less shame. See, like, if you start taking accountability and stop running away from the shame, you'll feel a lot better. Will you still feel shame in the moment? Yeah. But it'll go away because you took accountability and you realize that she's not going to leave. You know what I mean? Cool. I'm like, dang. So I've been working on me, y'all. That's what I work on me from that aspect of things right there. Because I've realized accepting accountability, it helps me live a better life because I'm not running away and avoiding it and bottling it up. So, you know, I'm running away from it and hiding stuff and just avoiding conversations, avoiding uncomfortability. You know, avoiding being uncomfortable in front of my wife and kids and stuff like that and just talking. It helps. It just does. It 100% helps. It helps me live a better life. And it can probably definitely help you live a better life because that's how it goes, y'all. That's how we live. We get it how we live. That's how you go, right? It's literally how it goes right there. You can get it exactly like that if you want to. Like, I know people, like, this is for the narcissists out there. I know people are like, I'm going to log off. You talking to the narcissist? Let's log off. Hey, all non-narcissists, let's log off. Let's get out of here. You talking about the narcissist. But if you're a narcissistic person listening to this, accountability, it hurts. It sucks. It stings. It does. I speak from experience. I don't want to be accountable for my actions. How dare it? It does hurt and suck. It does. It sucks. Like, accountability was shame. Running away from accountability builds up more and more shame. It opens you up to more and more shame. It does. Instead of running away from an argument that you've caused, just talk. Breathe. Listen, don't talk, you know, just listen more than you speak. It will help you. I'm telling you, y'all know I talk a lot. I do so many videos every single day. I'm talking a lot. But to my wife, yeah, I get frustrated sometimes. She gets frustrated, but we just had a good laugh a few minutes ago. Like, we've been together for 10 years. This is our 10th Christmas this year, y'all. And I was just telling her, like, our first Christmas, we was driving to the beach, having fun, running around at the beach, meeting your family and stuff like that. Within 1 month, I met a family within 1 month. 1 month, y'all. Narcissists move fast. There you go. as I speak from experience, I'm telling you. But now, 10 years later, we got coughing, sneezing kids. We got teenagers in the house. It's just, I don't know. It's a wild experience. But grow through it, y'all. If you're going to remain in this relationship with a narcissist, because I know everybody's like, Lee, you tell everybody to leave. What about the ones of us who want to stay and work? If you're going to stay and work, if they are not going to intense psychotherapy or getting some help or even willing to listen to you, then this is what you have. This is your life. Look at this person in the face and understand that this is your life. And one of the things I hear so much from so many survivors when I'm talking to them over Zoom is that, like, the relationship isn't that. The relationship is actually pretty good when I don't talk. When I don't speak, we're good to go. Huh? Are y'all playing hide and seek in your relationship? Like, you must be a good hider if you don't speak. Are you playing Marco Polo? What are you doing in this relationship? Freeze tag? What are y'all doing? This sounds like a game. You playing a quiet game? The first one to speak loses? No. You a human being. You want to be heard. Communication is key for a lot of, for most people. But yeah. If it's with a narcissist, if it's happened in the past, if it happened 2 minutes ago, it's in the past. Anyways, y'all, let me log off with this thing, y'all. Be safe. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace. And my podcasters, you know I love you. Hit that 5 stars for me. We're building it up. Thank y'all for leaving the reviews, too, y'all. I keep forgetting about the reviews on Apple Music and Spotify. But I appreciate y'all. I really, really do, y'all. I'm super thankful for y'all. I go through and read them. I was like, hey, thank y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm thankful for y'all. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Mental Illness is out. Really, peace.